Senate Republicans sent a controversial letter to Iranian leaders last week about the talks aimed at limiting that country's nuclear program. They say the U.S. is headed toward a bad deal. The talks have picked up again in Switzerland. Negotiators are trying to reach the outlines of an agreement by the end of the month. Then that letter came up. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
The GOP letter questioning the durability and legal standing of a potential nuclear agreement was criticized as an effort to alarm Iran and jeopardize the sensitive talks. So there's been considerable interest in how the Iranian side would react. It came up twice as a senior administration official, both times by Iran. But the vast majority of the time in these talks has focused on trying to reach a political accord on the major elements of an agreement, not the letter. If there is to be an understanding this month and a final deal by the end of June, both sides will have to make major compromises that will make the deal harder to sell back home. And while the talks remain confidential, there are signs of progress. A former Iranian negotiator, Hussein Mousavian, recently gave an interview to the nonprofit American-Iranian Council that appears to indicate a much more nuanced and pragmatic Iranian position. He said Tehran understands the need for a phased-in approach, under which Iran would at first accept tough restrictions on their program, tougher than other countries that signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT.
Within NPT, we have no problem to accept everything at the maximum. Even beyond NPT, we are ready for a period to accept some measures beyond NPT, like enrichment at 5%, like limited stockpile, like no reprocessing.
That's technical shorthand for what would be crucial compromises by Iran if confirmed inside the negotiating room. Limiting Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium fuel is key to giving UN inspectors enough time to warn the outside world if Iran attempted to covertly pursue a nuclear weapon. And no reprocessing means plutonium from the Arak heavy water reactor could not be converted into usable fuel for either a reactor or a warhead. Such tantalizing signals are raising hopes for supporters of a deal and increasing anxiety among critics in Tehran, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Washington. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Lausanne, Switzerland.